All right, so now it's time to craft and narrate your fairy tale story. So let's get started. So crafting a fairy tale story involves a few things, but first you need a defining moment. So a defining moment is a point in your life when you were urged to make a pivotal decision or when you experience something that fundamentally changes you. So not only do these moments define us, but they have a transformative effect on our perceptions, behaviors, and our results. And then ultimately, you want to craft your story around those transformational moments because, again, you're trying to future cast or kind of future pace your ideal audience into a new experience of themselves. So first is getting your defining moment, and you identify your defining moment, for example, losing your job, failing an important test, realizing you can't handle your debt, losing a loved one, losing a lot of money, etc. And you use it to create your fairy tale story where you transmit that experience into a positive outcome in a way that your audience can connect with. So when you narrate your fairy tale story, you are inviting your audience to experience a transformational journey that they can relate with. And this is going to allow you to connect with them and develop intimacy on an even deeper level. So here's a good little fairy tale story exercise, and I recommend that you pull out some pen and paper and actually do this exercise yourself. So you write down the most heartbreaking experience of your life and be as detailed as humanly possible. And you turn it into a fairy tale story of how that experience helped you become better, smarter, happier, and more accomplished, however you want to write that out. And you can use multiple defining moments or experiences to create multiple fairy tale stories about yourself or other individuals. Okay, so an example of Wealth Academy's founder Shakir's life. He was pursuing an accounting degree he didn't like. He worked in a dead-end, low-paying construction job. He was fat, he was obese, and unhappy with life. He was scared about the future. He couldn't take it anymore, so he started researching online. He stumbled upon the concept of online business and fell in love with it. He bought tons of info products to develop his skills. He applied their strategies, but it didn't work. But he didn't lose hope. He kept on purchasing more systems, tools, products until he could figure it out. He tried every tactic out there. Nothing worked, but 9 months later, he had made zero sales, but had a debt of $45,000. The family and friends, they were taunting him. He was panicking a lot. It was the lowest point he'd ever been at. He realized he was running around aimlessly, hence his lack of results. He decided to stop experimenting and follow leaders who were actually getting results. So he borrowed some money to attend a live event so he could hang out with these leaders. That event was a game changer for him. He got to talk with leaders, ask them many questions, and walked away with a solid action plan. He went home and applied what he learned. Very soon, he started making sales. Within months, his business started growing rapidly. That year, he went on to clear six figures. Next year, he tripled the business. And in the next few years, he turned his company into a million-dollar venture. Within 8 years, he ended up building 10 million-dollar brands. So what you want to do is you want to make them experience the transformation. So always remember, facts tell, stories sell. Your goal must be on narrating a bloody good story. Make your audience experience your journey from failure to success. So, a few keys to effective storytelling. The highest paid speakers of this century are storytellers regardless of their occupation. Storytelling is everything. One of the most powerful ways to tell great stories is by simply sharing your memories in vivid details. When you share your memories in a form of a story, your audience will try to find themselves into your story. They don't think about you, they only think about themselves in your story. And there's some really good science behind the cognitive brain actions that happen during this process. Whenever a positive or negative memory pops up, try to write it down in full detail and relive it for a moment. And this is going to allow you to extract life-changing experiences that you can share with your audience. Don't fear about whether your stories are interesting or not. It's the details, the emotions, the conflicts, the pain, all of that that make your story engaging and fun. It's less about the actual events and whether it's super interesting or not, and it has to do with the deep emotions underlying those events. make sure you have them in your story and it will automatically become interesting. So a little bit about the healing and transformational power of stories. The right side of the brain, when you hear a story, it actually heals your brain and makes you feel better about yourself and your future. So the right side is all about passion, love, intuition, dreaming, emotion, color. The left side is more analytical. Okay, so when you tell your story, you will narrate it with language and logic, thus the present and future becomes more clear and measurable. So there's a crossover connection where your brain crosses left and right searching for data, and this back and forth memory digging and narrating is healthy for the brain, and it also brings up other memories as well. And this is really powerful because this whole process paints a very vivid, clear picture of who you are and embodies the passion that you have behind what you do. So when your audience can see and feel that, the human connection is inevitable. And if you want to grow sales, if you want to explode your sales, this is really, really huge. Make sure you show yourself as a regular human being who recognizes the importance of hard work, persistence, and overcoming obstacles. This will make your audience relate to you and give them confidence to approach you for advice and counsel.